From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Janet Saidi. Missouri Governor Mike Parson says he wants to enact a law that would enable the state to collect millions of dollars of new tax revenues from online sales. Parson told the Associated Press Tuesday he wants the legislature to take advantage of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that gives states the ability to collect sales taxes from out-of-state retailers who sell items to residents. For some, the holiday season is the most wonderful time of the year, but for many others, it's stressful. Slide Effects Public Media's Christine Herman spoke with a psychology researcher who shared tips for coping with that stress.
The holiday season can remind us of people who are no longer with us. And for those who are lonely or associate the holidays with bad memories, it can be particularly difficult. That's according to University of Illinois psychologist Sanda Dolkos. While it's hard to avoid being exposed to things that trigger those negative holiday memories, she says those who are struggling can benefit from staying busy.
Just involving in simple activities that people enjoy, like exercising or volunteering, creates positive emotions that very likely just short-circuit the negative thinking loop.
At the same time, Dolkel says it's best to not totally suppress bad memories. Rather, focus on certain details of the past experience that don't cause emotional distress. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.
Supporters of criminal justice reform are questioning a move by assistant prosecutors in St. Louis County to join a police union. They're also questioning the timing of the vote, just weeks before a change-minded prosecutor takes office. Assistant prosecutors and investigators voted Monday to join the St. Louis Police Officers Association. The union is known for its unyielding loyalty to officers. The vote came just a couple of weeks before the first-ever African-American St. Louis County prosecutor, Wesley Bell, replaces Bob McCulloch, who gained a reputation as a tough law and order prosecutor in nearly three decades in office. Bell easily defeated McCulloch in the August Democratic primary and ran unopposed in November. He takes office next month. Pat Jones, who along with her husband provided the initial donation that led to development of Missouri's popular Katy Trail State Park hiking and biking path, has died. The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says Jones died Monday. A cause of death was not disclosed. She was 93 years old. Jones and her late husband, Ted, were nature enthusiasts who donated $2.2 million, allowing the state to acquire the MKT Railroad Corridor and develop the Katy Trail. The 240-mile-long path opened in 1990, months before Ted Jones' death. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.